Let's talk about the oven for a second. We had one shir about the oven. What was the question when you read the Gemara? The Gemara had talked, we had talked about Osik Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah, then the Gemara explained that the Osik Mitzvah has to do with Tirda. We had talked about if it's two categories or not, Rabbi Nohai going that even the Osik Mitzvah, if it's not a Mitzvah of Tirda, you're not Patur, and that's how we understood Konis is Apsula. But then we had said that the Gemara says, if Tirda, the Gemara thought that Tirda is the only determining factor, so the Gemara asked what question, Mr. Schwartz? The Gemara said, if that's true, if Tirda is the only determining factor, what about a boat? You're going down, the boat is sinking. For those people that are baseball fans, I'm sorry to touch on a chord, right? You know, the boat goes down, and you're all going to die. And you're going to die. Tell us, you know, I wasn't being insensitive. I'm just saying, it's Mama Shinyana Diyom. I wasn't being funny either. I wasn't being funny, just like Mama's like in the news. Tell us, you know, Subayom. For those people that don't know baseball,
it's exactly why it's funny.
Doc, I am a boring answer. So, again, I'm not being insensitive, I'm just saying, like, it's right there. You know, Chas v'Shalom, I'm not trying to be insensitive. Tell us, you know, so my young. Gemara says, you should be Potter. You should be Potter if it's only about Tirda. The Gemara says, maybe that's true. Maybe in a Chinami. The Gemara says, we know that that's not true. Why? Because of a Avel. And Avel's time and all mitzvahs except for Tefillin. And Avel, we assume, has a lot of Tirda. What does the Gemara answer? No, no problem. Mr. Aryeh, what's the difference between an Avel and a boat?
The Avel, you're... Alright, yeah.
Was there between an Avel and a boat, Mr. Barrett? Oh, the Aryeh came back in the seventh inning here, yeah? The Avel is what?
The Avel... No, by the boat, it's Tirda Dershev. By the Avel, there's a Machlokes, it's Tirda Dershev.
No, say it again. The Avel is what? What's the difference between them?
There is. They're both here and they're ships.
They're both ships. So what's the problem?
Fail's only.
So the difference between them is what? The difference is if it's Tirda Mitzvah versus Tirda Rishus, right? And that's the Gemara. What Mr. Aryeh said correctly is what? Is the idea that Tefillin's also Tirda Rishus. And that's why an Avel is Chayv in all mitzvahs. Correct? Except for Tefillin. Why is Tefillin? Why is an Avel Chayv in Tefillin, Mr. Schmidt? Pe'er. Where do we learn about Pe'er from? Cheska, obviously, everyone knows Cheska. Right? Cheska. That is Atum Chayim, but everyone else is Pot. Okay.
Tefillin is a
Tirda. Tefillin was a different example. Tefillin, even though the Ovel was a Tirda Rishus, the Ovel was Tirda Rishus, just like the Svina is Tirda Rishus, and that's why the Ovel is Chayim, as opposed to Osek B'Mitzvah, your Tarad the Mitzvah. There we have talked about the Chatan. We asked the question, Rashi says, why is the Avel Tirda Rishus? What did Rashi say, Mr. Safran? Why is Avel Tirda Rishus? There's no mitzvah to be mitzvah. Because you're not chayim to be mitzvah. What question did we ask on that, Mr. Abi? What question did we ask on Rashi? Let's go, we only have 45 minutes here, we're about to do. What's the reason why the Avel, Rashi says, the Avel is a Tirda, the Rishus, because an Avel is not Chayav to be Mitzdayim. What question did we ask, Mr. Landesman?
Shiva said that the Ikar Adin is that you're Mitzdayim.
And Avel is, that is the Avel? We learned from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ein anino sela balev. The whole idea is to be Mitzdayim. It's the whole antithesis of Simcha, of the Avel, is to be Mitzdayim. We talked about the concept of Avelos on Shabbos versus on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a Samach B'Chagecha. There's no Avelos at all, because Avelos and Tsar are two antithetical existing conditions. It can't happen. So what do you mean the Avel is not Chayev to be Mitzda'er? What is Rashi talking about? What did Rav Soloveitchik answer for this Rashi? Yes, Mr. Joel. So how does he answer? Is there a Din in Tsar? Of course there's a Din in Tsar. That's Kolak Torah Kula. But when it comes to mitzvos, he has to do the mitzvos. Why does he have to do the mitzvos? Because there's a din of, Mr. Drazen, tziduk hadin. There's a concept of avel and the mitzvah, that an avel, the chiyuv of an avel, is not only part of him that we had pointed out from the sheet of the Ramba. There's a din of menachem avel, and there's a din of the avel being minucham. What is the Avel being, what we call in English, consoled? It's a bad English art scroll, no offense, art scroll translation. The idea is the Avel has a chiyuv also to be minucham, i.e., the Avel has a chiyuv of tzidu kadin. Part of that Siddur Kadin is not just to say the words Baruch Dayan Hemet and to do Kriya, but is to be able to do mitzvot. Part of it is to say that there is a din and a dayin. The world is not a bunch of hefkervelt. We had mentioned the pasuk of Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem Lo Titko Dedu Lo Tasimu Karcha Ben Enechem Amet. The idea that when you're dead, right, you're not supposed to just go and start making sritot to show your pain because you don't feel, you don't believe in Olam Haba, you don't believe there's a din and a dayin. But no, we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is a Siddur Hadin. We even said, within the greetings we talked about Hamakom Yinachim Etchem and only Simchas, and we got it from the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shinayin Vav, that the Shulchan Aruch had said Ina Menachamim Rashayim Liftoach Ad Sha'avel Giftach Tchila, and as opposed to the normal interpretation of the Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe in Achron had explained, what's the idea? Why is that normally true? Who can help me? What's the normal reason why that's true? Why can the Avel not start first? Why can the Menachem not start until the Avel speaks? Anybody remember what the Levush said? Holzer?
Maybe he wasn't close to the
Mitzvah. Yeah, maybe he wasn't so in Mitzvah, and then you're going up above and beyond. You have to first know that he's actually Mitzvah, and he brought a proof from Eov and his friends. But we saw the Be'er HaGola, quoting the Rabbeinu Haigo, and the Ramban that said what? What does he add? What words? Yeah, it's not that halacha. He adds the words Eina Menachamim Rashaim Liftoch Ad. When is the Menachim Nalat? Until the Avil actually says Baruch Dynamis. And we said Mechatei. So where does this come from, Mr. Aviv? The answer was because that's part of the din of an Avil to be Minucham, is to have Tzidur Kadim. Adkan, that first part. Then we have the second part about the Avil being Chayiv Tefillin. Okay, so the Avil is Chayiv to man up for the mitzvahs because of Tzidur Kadim. Why is there an exception to the rule of tefillin? The Gemara said, because of tefillin, because it says shenemar ben pe'er. We explained two ways to understand that din. One way, Mr. Jordan, is, it's midin.
It's the din of the person himself.
It's the din of the avil himself. Where do we see that? Who said that?
Rashi.
Rashi said that. It's a din of the avil, of the gavra of an avil, a shame of the status of an avil, is it doesn't work, it doesn't stem, it is a contradiction. The shame of Allah Gavra, you cannot have a tefillin pe'er where you're adorning yourself. We had given an example of the two opposite extremes. One extreme is you're a chatan, you're melech, the hadart of p'nei melech, and you're a chatan, you're walking down to your chupah, and what do you have? You have a tuxedo. You don't wear a tuxedo. What do you wear? You have cufflinks with pajamas on. That's ridiculous. You look like an idiot, right? It just doesn't, doesn't stem together. So to what we hear, if you're an avel, you're a status of an avel, what can you not be wearing? You can't be adorning this tefillin because it just doesn't stem with your status as a avel. That was Shittas Rashi. What is the other interpretation, Mr. Abraham, that we saw within the avel? Why, even though an avel is chayv in all mitzvot, but it says here, pe'er?
That it's din in the
tefillin. It's not a din in the tefillin. Where do we see that? We saw two different Rishonim for that. We saw the Ritva here that said which words? Mishum Kiddush Shatan. It's not appropriate for your Kiddush Tefillin. And we saw that Rashi and Brachos also. What did Rashi and Brachos say? Mr. Schmidt, what did Rashi and Brachos say? That the Avel is what? He's rolling in dirt. And we quoted from the Pasuk in Eov, if you remember correctly, if I'm not mistaken, Perek Ted Vav, Pasuk Ted Zayin or Ted Zayin Ted Vav, I don't remember which one. That says that the Avel is Me'olel Be'afar Karni, Ted Zayin Ted Vav. Ve'olalti Be'afar Karni. And he said it's not appropriate for the tefillin. But within that, we saw that there's a difference between the two Rashis. One is a din in the tefillin, but then we had said, one is a din in the shame Avel on the Gavra. And we pointed out from Rav Soloveitchik another level of Chiddush, which connected, which is what? Wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av. We saw different ideas within the sheet of the Rambam in Perek Hay and Perek Dalet Halacha Het, that was shocking. Because we had the Avel is Aser in 11 things. We had what's called Isure and Yehuge Avelos. And we saw, give me some examples of what we saw there. Mr. Isser, what is the Avel Aser in?
Kibbutz, Rechitza.
Good, Kibbutz, Rechitza, what else? Na'alayim, Sicha, obviously. Anointing, which we said. What else? Talmud Torah. What else did we say? We said Priyat Rosh, which we had said is Al Safan Ya'ateh. We saw from the Targum Onkelos is the idea of covering your face, Kviyat Amita, not Kviyat Amita in that case. Good. So you had all those 11 things. And then what was shocking is that the Rambam in a different place, right before that in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tet brought down what? Avel's Aser in, Tefillin, and what else? Eating your own food, which was, and Kviyat Amita, those three things. And we asked, as opposed to what Shane had said, maybe there's a difference between Yom Rishon and others, which was an interesting distinction. We had said, why does the Rambam split? Now it's part of the methodology when you're learning. The Rishonim is you say location, location, location. Both in general, is it in Hilchos Avelos, Hilchos Tefillin, Hilchos Kriyat Shema? Also in the Prakim, when you separated it as we got up to the same methodology when we saw learning about Mitzdayer and you read this Geshamim that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. One's in Siman Tafresh Mem Siv Dalet. That was Mitzdayer. The other one is Siman Tafresh Lamed Tet. The whole Siman is, you read that Geshamim. Okay, which we'll get to in 1 second. But the idea is, so to what we hear within the Rambam, he separated these halachot. Why did he separate these halachot? Because we had said maybe there's two dinim. There's a din of what? There's a din of Isurei Avelut and Nihuge Avilut on one hand, versus what Rashi had said by us, the shame of a status of an Avil. And we saw that that might be the distinction in certain halachot. Number one is the tefillin. The whole idea, and that's what Rashi is very meduyak in his language, that it's the Isser of tefillin. It's not just a regular Isser or Nihuge Avilut, but it's antithetical to the status of an Avil. We saw another nafkamina is not only in the placement of the Rambam and the difference between the 11 halachot versus these three, the Sudat Havra'ah, how the Rambam understood that the Sudat Havra'ah is not just a Nihuge Yisuri Avelo, but it had to do with the status of Avel, and that's why he put it together. But we also talked about the Isser of Avel on Tisha B'Av, or the Tefillin, the Isser Tefillin on Tisha B'Av. We saw different opinions, if you remember correctly. When some said that what? You don't wear Tefillin on at all at Tisha B'Av. That was the Hilchos Smachot that the Maharami Rundberg brought down. Because why? He says it should not be more chamor than a regular Avil, right? Avil Yom Rishon, it's identical. Avil Yom Rishon, he said it's Asur. It's Asur. But then we saw another opinion, which we saw in we quoted in the Hagos Maimini, that said what? Which we do nowadays? You put it on Chatzot. Why do you put it on Chatzot? Because it's no longer considered the first day, halachically maybe. And that's the transition from the Yom of Avelus to the Yom HaTa'anit that we said, and that's why you say Vayichal Moshe. The third interpretation, which had to do with our Nafkamina, which Rav Soloveitchik said, is no. That there's a difference between the Avelus of a regular person, of a Yachid, versus the Avelus of Tisha B'Av. The Avelus of Tisha B'Av did not have the status of a Shem Avel. And therefore, if it doesn't have a status of a Shem Avel, there should be no Isser of Hanachas Tefillin at that point. Therefore, that would be that distinction. We had talked about also, again, Kovar Mesa Beregel, and the idea of within Chol HaMoed, again, it might be a difference between the status of the Avel and the Isurei Velos. Then that was very quickly with that shiur. Then we talked about three different shiurim. No, write it down. Write it down, and then, because I don't have a lot of time, then I'm happy. If we have time, we'll get to it. Mitzdayer. Then we talked about Mitzdayer versus and Tishrei Kedidura, and you read this Kesham. And we asked, what is the relationship with all them? And we learned most of the Gemaras is Chata'i and Nimaskir Ayom. I should have given you, I'll try not to overwhelm you, I should have given you that Daf Chavov also with Chol and Mishamshem, where we saw about the Bucky, not an expert, but the flies. I should have given you that Gemara also. I just wanted to make sure we got through everything. But we saw the different Gemarot. And the question we asked is, what is the relationship between Mitzdayer, Teshu Kenei Tedura, and Yerida Geshama? So at the beginning we saw the relationship of Mitzdayer and Teshu Kenei Tedura. This whole concept. And we saw the Gemarot of that the Sukkah, you have to make it like your house. And we talked about the concept of maybe even the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is connected to that idea. Because it's like your house, and maybe when you're going to visit, it's exactly like Teshuvah Kedidura. Maybe that's not called an Isser Yitziah, because that's what the Yeshiva Sukkah is supposed to be, because it's your bias. And then we saw the Tosfot. So the Tosfot that said that Teshuvah Kedidura, the whole Chid Drachim, that what happens? What did Tosfos be mechadish about the Isser, the Ptur of Mitzdayer? Tosfos said what? Mr. Abi, what did Tosfos say? Read it inside, because hopefully you didn't just answer the questions. You actually read the Rishonim inside. Read it for me. And he's talking about the whole Chidrach and being Pater. Go ahead. This is Chav Vav Amin Aleph. If anybody wants to see it inside.
Just like in a regular house, a person's not preventing from going on to the earth, but in the sky, the pastor allows the same desire that if pastor that the pastor is a failure from the how do you think you can like it?
He says the Hoche Drachim is from Teshuvah Kehinder, and he says Mitzdayer is a subcategory also of Teshuvah Kehinder rules. Okay? And that's why the Mitzdayer is Pater. From there we said, okay, so now we have this thing called Mitzdayer being Pater Min HaSukkah, which we said is a tremendous chiddush, because normally, just because it's inconvenient and it's annoying, since when we Pater, we're Orthodox Halachic Jews and Adam L'Amal Yulad. Since when is there a din of Mitzdayer Pater? So we said seems to be a special din in Sukkah of Teshuvah Kehinder to Duru. But then we started going and saying, okay, is this the same as what? As you read this Kesham. And you have the chart in front of you that I gave you right now. Hopefully, it should put everything we did together with the article today also. Which is, we asked the question, is it really true that Yerilat Geshamim equals Mitzdayer or not? Are they identical? And we looked through the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rishonim with that question. Because there could be big nafkaminas. I brought down here 5 nafkaminas, there might be even more, about how you are able to frame this Gemara. So we saw certain Rishonim that equated Yerilat Geshamim and Mitzdayer. Who do you, and don't just look at the sheet, tell me who you know and from which question. Go ahead.
The Rashba said they're the same.
The Rashba said that they're the same. And because what question was he dealing with? Which night?
First
night. Why was he talking about the first night? Why not all nights? Because there's a Gzeir Shava. The Gemara we have learned is that there's a Gzeir Shava, even though I owe Gideon Schwartz a little time to look at the Pesukim. But what do we have? What's the problem? The Pesukim, it's a little weird. What's a little weird? Because what does the Pasuk say? Shiva basukot teshvu shivat yamim. Kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshiv basukot. So it sounds like, what do I have? I have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah all 7 days. So what's the problem? It's not true. Why is it not true? First of all, what I just said is not 100% true. There is somebody who says that.
Yeah, I did.
Who says that?
I did in Nightsider.
Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to do a Nightsider. We did it in the Mishnah. We did it in our Mishnah. You have a chiyuv of 14 meals. Oh, I didn't even pick on Siegel yet. Yeah, right? So you have 14 meals. Rabbi Eliezer says you are chayiv in all 7 days, 14 meals. Right? So he does say you're chayiv, but the Rabbanan doesn't say that. How does the Rabbanan not say that? Isn't that straight out, Mr. Siegel, of Basukot Teshuvah Shivat Yamim? Where does the Rabbanan get? What about Chag Hashem? What about it? Help me out. Where does it talk about this in the Gemara? Where does it talk about in the Gemara? Help me. Yeah. Come together with me. Stop. Chav Ches, no? With that Mishnah. Right, Mr. Schwartz? Said Daf Chav Ches with the Rebbe Lazar? What? Who said that?
It's
Misvar. It's Misvar. Is it Misvar?
Yeah,
they say Teshuvah Kehinder. What do you mean? Teshuvah Kehinder. That should be Teshuvah Kehinder. I should do all 7 days. Basukot Teshuvah Shivat Yamim. Why do I know? What's the distinction?
Just because it's Teshuvah
Kehinder. Not Chav Ches. It's Chav Zayin.
All it says, it doesn't have
Chav Zayin. I'm an owl.
The fact that you have to eat in the Sukkah. Meaning it's not, you eat meal one day during the day.
I asked you a question, Mr. Abraham. Are you chayav to eat in the Sukkah all 7 days? Not according to Rabbi Eliezer.
No.
I'm chayav to eat in the sukkah every single day.
No. Let him say
I am not chayav to eat in the sukkah all 7 days.
You say whatever you're feeling.
That's not a mitzvah. Kiyumi.
But I didn't say that. I'm asking mitzvah chiyuvi, correct? Said the Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, v'chachamim omrim ein ledavar kitzva, chutz milel yom tov, shel rishon chag bovad. And the Gemara said, where do you get this from? The Gemara said what? Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum. Right, the Gemara says, v'rabbanan. What do they do with Teshuvah came to Dira? It says, Kidira. Ma Dira. Iboy achel, iboy lo achel. Av sukanami. Iboy achel, iboy lo achel. That's what the Gemara said. We pointed out there, 1 second, as a, because we didn't do this sugya well, even though we mentioned it, but there is a, we did the Ritva on it, but it's this Tosos also, Dibra maschel, iboy achel, lo achel. We mentioned that how could it be iboy achel, iboy lo achel? On Yontif, that's not true, right? Because you have a chiyuv of
eating.
Suda's Yontif. So that's where we started getting into the rain piece also. That what? That we had brought down, it's not a full tangent, but it was brought down within the Ritva that we have different chagim that you're chayav to eat and some that you're not chayav to eat. Right? For example, we said, which days are you chayav? Shabbos you're chayav. Did we say you're chayav all three meals?
Yes.
Right? We said it's a machlokas. Right? You have a chiyuv of suda shlishit. So there, the Ritva pointed out they have a chayev suda shlishit even on Yom Tov. That in itself is a machloket rishonim. But we have a chiyuv of suda shlishit. But what don't you have a chiyuv of on the suda shlishit? To eat bread. It's a machloket rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says you have to. But there are other rishonim that say you don't have to. And the big nafkamina we had talked about is if you forget, ritzei. Forget ritzei. We paskin alacha. That lechachila you should have bread. But
no, I'm saying on Yontif you should not eat shal shudah.
What?
Yontif you don't eat shal shudah.
Yontif we don't eat shal shudah. We don't pass them like that.
Make sure.
Okay, correct. But and it has to do with it's a tosus in Beitza also on base of the base of dealing with the medrash of the man. When did the man fall? Did it also fall on Yontif also? But we didn't get into this. All we got into was the concept of if you're chayov. That's when, if you forget, you have to go back. So therefore, the first two meals of Shabbos, if you forget, let's say you have to go back. How about Rosh Chodesh? You chayav Mr. Barrett on Rosh Chodesh to eat? No. The Gemara, the Halacha says that Hari Zem Meshubach idea, it's a nice idea. If you forget, Yal V'Yavah on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back. How about if Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos? Machlokas. Why is it Machlokas? I'm saying you forgot now. You forgot Yal V'Yavah on Shabbos. So it's a machlokas, two different days in the tour. Why? What's the chakir? The chakir is it's Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, right? So therefore, what's the reason why you're eating?
Shabbos.
So you're eating Shabbos. So therefore, in theory, you should say, since I'm eating in Shabbos, and now I forgot Yalav Yavah, I shouldn't have to go back. What's the other side of the argument? It becomes, the Kedusha becomes not two separate independent Kedushot called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but it's one organic unit called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, that's the two deos brought down in the Torah. But those were the things that we mentioned within this sugya. That was all a tangent, which we mentioned for 5 seconds. Now we go back, and we have said, if that's true, Ihachi, why, if that's true, Iboy Achel, Iboy Lo Achel, and that's what we learned from Kedira, the Gemara in Chav Zayin had said, Ihachi Afilu Leil Yom Tov Rishonami. Then the Gemara quoted in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Yotzadak, Nemar Kan, Chamisha Asar, Venemar Chamisha Asar Bechag HaMatzot. Ma'al Alan, just by Chag HaMatzot, Laila Rishon Chova, and Mikan Ve'elech Rishut, Afkan, Laila Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elech Rishut. We learned this very important Gzeira Shavu, where it says over there, Barishon, Ba'arba Asar Yom, Lachodesh, Ba'erev Tup, not that one, the different Pasuk, Ba'chamisha, did you see it, Mr. Schwartz?
There is no Pasuk?
Nemar kan chamisha asar v'nemar chamisha asar b'chag hamatzot. Right there it says barishon be'arba asar yom lachodesh ba'erev. What does that mean? Yom lachodesh ba'erev. That is the 15th. So that's what it means. 15. So just like over there, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah that night, and the rest of it is reshut. So to over here, the first night is a chova, and the rest of it is reshut. Gemara says, how do I know over there that you have that distinction? The Gemara said, because the end of that pasuk, because the end of the pasuk is what? By erev tochlu matzot, hakatuv kavu chova, to tell me that what? It's only a chiyuv on what? on the first night. And the rest of it is what we call the mitzvah kiyumit, like we saw the Vilna Gaon says that. So too, because over there, the pasuk also says, the Gemara in Pesachim over there, Rashi quotes on Adav Kufchav, Shishis Yamim Tochal Matzot, Uvayom Ashvi Atzeret. So it says over there, Mashvi Atzeret. So then also, the Shisha should also be a Rishut. Right? So because it's confusing. You have two different psukim. You have Shishis Yamim Tochal Matzot. We didn't go over this so well. But also it says, Shivat Yamim Tochal Matzot. So what do you do? So there they have a whole limud of what's included, what's not included about Lilameda Takla. Okay, we didn't do that well. We should have seen that Rashi on Daf Chav Zayin a little more clearly. The bottom line what we had was that we see from Sukkot, from Pesach, we learned the Gzeira Shava, that what? That the first night is a Chovah, the rest is Rishut. Within this, we now came to the Rashba's question. What was the Rashba's question again? He read that Yishamim with Mitzdayim. And he wanted to say that what?
How about
the first night?
Do you still go in
or not? That was the Rashba's question. And within this, we had a Chakira also. Both, assuming you read out Kishamim is Mitzdayer, we said, what does it mean to be Pater Min HaSukkah or Chayv? What does Pater mean? What are the two different ways? Mr. Rothschild, what's one of them? If you read out Kishamim is equal Mitzdayer, what does it mean, Pater? One way is that you're Pater from... From the mitzvah, totally, well, pater from the chovas hamitzvah. One way to say that you're pater from the chovas hamitzvah, but what? But if I want to do it, I can and I am not a hedgeot, like we saw in the Yerushalmi and the Ramah brings down. The other way to say it is that, no, what is it, pater? I'm totally pater. There is not a chovah, it's no longer a sukkah. It might be a hut, but it's not a chalos shem sukkah.
That's not from mitzvah.
That could be both. It could be mitzvahir. It could be both.
If you have using your sukkah, you're mitzvahir. So you don't have a sukkah anymore.
Quite. That's a chakira. Could be. It could be. It could be that chakira. Could be we pass in halacha, then it's still a sukkah. But that's the same chakira. 100%. Okay. We'll get to it in a second. He was going with one side of the Chakir. He went with one side of the Chakir. So we had said, assuming, like the Rashba, that you read that Geshamim equals Mitzdayer, what did the Rashba say, Mr. Joel? He left. What does Mr. Isser say? What did the Rashba say? It's Chabad, because hopefully we're going to try to put it all together. What did the Rashba say, Mr. Isser?
Regarding what?
Regarding reigning and Tsar? Everyone stick with me for the last 20 minutes?
Mekel,
or he says that what? Pater or Chayav? Good.
But he's Mekel regarding when you're Mitzdayer. Because you're Pater when
he says it's Teshvu, and he says it's Mitzdayer, okay? And then because it's not Teshvu, can't do it. I have Xer Shavah. We just learned Xer Shavah. Stuff of Ches. Teaches me a Chiyuv, like we just learned. Okay? So that would be what the Rashba said. Okay? Good. Now, that's where we started seeing whether the Yeridat Geshamim equals Mitzdayer. We also saw that the Mordechai talked about Yeridat Geshamim equals Mitzdayer. We saw that the Ran, in his assumptions, also equals Mitzdayer. We also saw, and this is in column 2 and 3, that maybe Yeridat Geshamim doesn't equal Mitzdayer. What proofs, besides the assumptions of the question? Why would we say that Yeridat Geshamim should equal Mitzdayer? Why should we say that it doesn't equal Mitzdayer? Give me some textual proofs that we saw. Give me one, Mr. Schwartz.
Because there is an objective level when it's raining too much, or when you're going to get through it.
Explain to me what you just said.
If it's Mitzdayer, then it'll be a case of when it's too much, but there being an objective threshold.
You wanted to say that since there's an objective threshold of Mishatisra Chamekape, so what does that teach me?
That it's separate to Mitzdayer.
You want to say it's separate to Mitzdayer that way. Because if it would be subjective, Mitzdayer should be even a couple drips and it should be...
Or a couple,
well, we'll get back to that also. What else? Could be the other way also.
Yeah,
which is?
I'd say the other way, that it's because that's the objective measure, and therefore if we're saying that we're saying that this measure of our porridge being congealed, which is probably called by the rain, is that's the measure that we're seeing from its dire. And how much? If that's the level, then it's the same thing.
Yeah, no? I guess you could say both.
Definitely could say both.
But also the thing about the Mishnah about the God splashing the water in your face.
Okay.
That would imply that you adopt the Shemim is its own category of Mitzdayer.
Well, that's right. It's its own or it is? Is it Mitzdayer or its own separate category? It could be that the Mashal is coming to tell me that is not because of Mitzdayer, but it's a separate category. Good, that's what else. Tell me one another way why I would think that they're together. Other textual proofs in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rishonim.
Together.
Mishnah, together. And separate. Either ones. Go ahead, Sammy.
It's the same Mishnah.
It's the same Mishnah of what?
Of
the Mishnah of Yiridas and Kishamim. It's the exact same Mishnah. It said, Shivas Yamim, you there, it's Teshu came to Duru. And then also, what happened, what it said about. On Chavtes, what do we got over there? Okay. Sorry, Chavtes on the base. Kol Shivat Yamim Adamoses Sukkato Keva Ubeitu Arai. We just finished saying that Mitzdayer, according to Tosfos, falls under this category. And then he says Yardu Geshamim. So seemingly it's the exact same thing together. Geshamim equals Mitzdayer. What else? What else? What? We had talked about how Abayin Rav Yosef. We're going back for.
I seem to say, I thought that like some of these are separate. Mishamim, like you have to follow rules of Mishamim, but he says no, Mitzdayer. So
that's what we had discussed within this framework. What is going on between Abayin and Rav Yosef? Is it included together of Mitzdayer or not? We'll get back to that in a second. What else did we see based on the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, based on this Mishnah also of Mishat Tisrach? On Chav Chesem Abayis again. Yeah, Mr. Shane. Okay, let's go over that. What else?
Wasn't there a Rashi that specified here that as
the Rashi said that?
I don't know if I remember.
I don't remember that Rashi. So let's look at the sheet together. First of all, we had talked about also that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, separates the two. Shulchan Aruch has Siman Taf Reish Lamed Tet is Yiridat Geshamim.
Where is
that? Taf Reish Lamed Tet. You'll see. That's on the top of the chart. It says Shulchan Aruch, Rambam. Because the Shulchan Aruch has Taf Reish Lamed Tet, all of Yiridat Geshamim, and Siman Taf Reish Mem is Mitzdayer, Sifdal. It's telling me that it's two separate things. Two separate things. The Rambam also separates them by nine halachas. One was Perek Vav Halacha Beis, one is Perek Vav Halacha Yud. Seems like two separate things. So how does it go? Why? What are the nafkaminas, whether they're actually together or not? So we're starting with number two here. The numbers are cut off a little bit because we just started with the Rashba and the Rush. We had said that the Rashba says, assuming that you read out Geshamim equals Mitzdayer, the Rashba had said that what? That you're potter, right? He says it's teshuv kain to do, and even though you have a gzeirah shava, the bottom line is you have teshuv me your chayav at night. But what? But you're potter nighttime because it's teshuv kain to do. Versus the rush. The rush says what? The rush says you're chayav on the first night. It's gzeirah akasam. Now, so the first idea is he fundamentally disagreeing with you read that geshamim equals mitzdayer? Not necessarily. All he's saying is that, and then he reads it clearly, it's a Xeris HaKasov. There is a Xeris HaKasov that way. Okay? That was point A. But then we had said, that it's possibly, I'm changing a little bit how I presented it earlier, but it's also possible that what? That the Rosh, there is a Nafka Mina between them. I wrote down the word not applicable in the second one. If you said it's the klala, it's the rain, and it's not a chalot shem sukkah, it's very hard to say that the rush would be mechayiv you because of a gzera shava to sit, unless you want to say that the gzera shava somehow makes it into a shem sukkah. seems to be more difficult to say that.
Look at the Rush.
The Rush.
Well, the Rush is saying you have to be sitting there.
The Rush says you have to sit there. Yeah. So what is he going to say? He's going to say, I mean, I first presented it to say that maybe again the Gzeira Shavah is coming to teach me that for the, normally you read that Kishamim is makes it into not a Chalo Shem Sukkah. But to say that the Gzeira Shavah makes it, there's a special because of the Chiyuv on that first night, Chalo Shem Sukkah, I think is a little stretch. That's why I wrote down it's not applicable. But what you could say is the other shot, because the Rush doesn't say, all the Rush says is because of the Gzeira Shavah, you're Chayiv on that first night. It could very well be that the Nafkamina is that the Rush also holds that the Yerida Geshamim does not equal Tsar. But what does he say? The whole idea of the Yerida Geshamim is category 3 of the Klala, but specifically like the Mishnah Berurah and the Radvaz says about the food. And he could say, look, you have a Gzeiras HaKasef to go and eat there. And obviously once it becomes the food, maybe you leave, but you can eat there. You have a Chiyuv. So again, that's one way. Hopefully it's clear that on one level you could say that the Rosh and the Rosh, they're not arguing about this Chakira, whether you read like the Shem equals Mitzdayer or not. Or, and therefore they're just arguing about the Gzeirah Shavah. That's one way to say it. The second way, even within that, we explained with the Noruch HaShochan, that said that the Rosh had said that it's a separate Din of Achila because of Teshvu, there's a separate Pasuk there. We have to look at the Pesukim. The other way we explained it right now is that the Rush, no. The Rush fundamentally will disagree and say you read that Geshamim does not equal Mitzdayer, and that's in column 3. Column 3 there has the Klala. That he would say it's not that you read that Geshamim equals Mitzdayer, but that the Rush would say that you're Chayim because of the Gzeirah Shavah, because the whole idea is within the food. The second way we talked about it yesterday, the Ritva. The Ritva had learned that it's not even raining. If it's not even raining, what does he say? It's still potter. So that could be what? That could be. Clearly we had said that the Ritva is what? Is within the category of number 1 here. That the Rida Kisham Zikos at Sahar. And his big chiddush was what? That even if it hasn't actually rained yet, it's what? It's so dark in the sky. It's not over, but it's considered Tsar, and that's the check in the first column. What? It equals Tsar, correct. Versus, if it wouldn't equal Tsar, that's why the next two categories, that's the Nafkamina, we wouldn't say that. It's a big chiddush to say that just because there are dark clouds, to say that it's what? It's not considered a shame. So, and also, the klala, the food, is not going to, the food's not messed up. You can go out there, eat it quickly. It's not raining yet. According to the Ritva, that would be the Nafkaminas, that according to the Ritva, it only works, at least in a conceptual framework, the Yerida Geshamim equals the Tzah. Number 2a, which was connected to the Rosh from the Rosh, is, can I eat? Let's say I want to eat, and that was what we had talked about with Foreman, about the guy who wants, it's pouring rain. Can I eat? Yes or no? Okay? So it could very well be, if the Yerida Geshamim equals the Tzar, so on one level we would say, no, you're a hedjot. Not only no, in the hedjot it might be that it's usr, because you're going against Simchas Yontif. You're not happy. So again, it might be that it might be on a certain level, there would be some subjective level. You're saying that, and that might be that it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. Let's say according to the Rush. According to the Rush, if it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, then you're chayiv. You're chayiv to do it, even if it equals sar. That's what he had said, the Rush. He says you're chayiv, and you're not a hedjot, because it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. It might even be, we mentioned yesterday, briefly, that Bikur Yaakov would say that it's even there, it's the Fum Tzara Agra. According to, that even though it's your pain, you're mekayim, and there's a big bracha that way, you might be chayiv to eat. That's why I wrote down no versus yes, and that's why it's 2a, because it's connected, it could be that it's connected to this machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush. It could be that again, if it's no Chaloshim Sukkah, then according to everybody, that you can't go there, you can't eat there because it's not a Shem Sukkah. Versus the third category, which we had said yes, because it's still a Chaloshim Sukkah, and therefore it could very well be that you can go in there even though it's raining. You can go in there and eat also. Okay? That's where, if you understand, not like the Rashba, that it's interconnected to, you read that Geshamim and Tsar, but if you understand that the Rush is part, either that the Rush is part of the category of category number three, that it's a Klala, or not even the Rush. Like we said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's what we had talked about, the Nafka Mina between column two and column three. We talked about this yesterday, was, let's say I want to go there with my hat on, or I want to cover it, am I a hedgeot or am I not? If the whole idea is that it's not interconnected to the Ridat Geshamim, you could definitely go into the Sukkah. Number three. Well, within number three, we had said, let's say the raining has, it's raining before you started versus when you start. We had seen this yesterday also, that the Gemara brings down the case of what?
When you're already in the
Sukkah. When we ask the question, why is it specifically bringing this case down? When you're already in the Sukkah, how about even beforehand? So what did we say? What did the Ron say? What did the Ritva say? They said it's a Kal v'chomer, right?
Yeah.
On one level they had said it's a Kal v'chomer. Why is it a Kal v'chomer? Because for them, how do they understand the whole issue? The issue was that it's equal. And therefore there's no difference whether you're sitting there or not sitting there. It's a din of tzar. It's mitzayir. And therefore what? It's raining. The Ritva had gone one step further, even when it's not raining yet. And that's why in column with number three here, it says there's no chiluk at tzar. However, we saw what? We saw that maybe it could be a difference. What could be the difference between what? Between the raining dafka when it's there versus not. What could be the difference? When I started eating or I didn't start eating. So that's why I didn't think about that. That's why I wrote down the question mark. But it could very well be that might be the difference also. Before we get to that. Maybe not. Maybe if you can hurry up.
Or if you have the hot.
If it's not raining, again, if it's not raining.
Then according to the Ritva, if it's not raining, you don't have to go. Only the Ritva holds you don't have to go. That was Ritva's finish.
Again, according to what we learned at the Ron, let's go one step at a time. The Ron says that what? What was the Ron's chiddush? Then why did the Gemara bring that case?
That when you have to, when it stops raining, you have to go back out.
The Ron didn't say that.
No, he said that otherwise, it only applies if they're sitting in the Sukkah already and it's raining, but if before you get in the Sukkah, it starts raining, you don't have the need to go in.
And then he had said there, that's because of Din Tzar. Right. But then we had said, how about when you're sitting and eating?
He says, you're afraid you're going to be vata, like you're going to take the Sukkah out.
Oh, so here comes the difference, which means it could very well be that this part of the run, and others for sure, even if you want to get to the run, there might be a difference between the klala versus you read Geshamim Mikol Tzar, which means, when is God spitting in your face? This is the article I gave you today also. When is God spitting in your face?
What did you give us today?
I gave you a Hebrew article today from the Mikrei Kodesh, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. If you didn't get it, please get it.
Where is it?
It's up by my mom. All
right.
By my mom. Then what did he say? There's a difference between if I didn't go in versus what? If I started and then what happens? It starts spitting in my face. Which means the example is, if you haven't started yet, okay, you haven't started yet. Versus you started and then what happens? It's like he's ripping up your check in your face. Right? It's that much more of a klala that way. So maybe one could say that when does the klala happen? That it's not a chalot shame suk on a certain level. Nothing to do with sound. But it has to do when you've started eating already. And then, that's when the mashal of what? Of God spitting your face is only when you started eating. That's when the idea of what? The idea of the klala and not chalot shem sukkah. Versus, before you're eating, maybe that mashal would not apply. And the same idea would apply. I would not put a question mark, but I would put it in the third category. Now what AB said also, which is the question of the food. AB, what'd you say? You said that if you're already eating, that would be then already you'd be potter. Versus what? Yeah, and what happens if you didn't go outside yet? So then maybe you could be chayev because you could do a way. Not going to be potter because you can maybe figure out a way that you do it. We had pointed out within the Ron. So again, just that last point, within point number three, we mentioned it, but now we're mentioning it much clearer, that it could very well be that via nafkamina. If you read that the Shamim doesn't equal mitzayir, It could be this distinction of if the raining started, that the Gemara brings down the case. Okay, the Ron himself had said, oh, because there is no difference, it's a Kal V'Chomer. And the Ritva himself also says there's no difference because it's a Kal V'Chomer, because it's Stav. But it could be a tremendous nafkamina if I understand you read that Keshamim is not interconnected with Tsar, because when is it a klala? Maybe it's only a klala when you actually have started eating. And that's the reason why the Gemara brings down that case. Okay? And that's when God is actually spitting on what you're doing. That I wasn't as clear until today within that third nafkamina. We said...
But can you explain that again?
No problem. We had said, we asked the question in the Gemara. The Rishonim asked the question in the Gemara. Why does it bring down the case? Dafka of what? Of when I am...
In the
sukkah eating, yeah. Why not bring down the case if you eat the kasham when I haven't gone to the sukkah? So we gave before today, we gave different answers. One answer we had said is that's the chiddush of the Ritva. That says that even if it's not actually raining. And there we had said that works very well only according to the shita, that they're intertwined. Then we also gave the shita of the Ran, who says it's a Kal V'Chomer, which again is the same idea. Now we're going a step further, even within the Ran, to say maybe there's a distinction. There's a distinction between what and what. Whether I started eating or I didn't start eating. That the whole klala of the mashal, of the rav spitting and throwing the jug of water in your face, is only applicable when what?
How could you say that?
It's a machlokas. But one could say, hold on. One could say, it's a machlokas, and you'll see there, it's a machlokas achronim. It's a machlokas achronim, which connects to point number four also. Which is, when is it a klala? One could say it's only a klala when you've started the mitzvah. Now you're starting the work. I don't want it because you've started it now and you're doing a terrible job. You spit in your face. As opposed to onus rachmana patre. You didn't even start. In malasot, it's not necessarily a curse, which is part of, and that would be the nafkamina. Again, if it's not considered a siman klala, then it could be that's why the Gemara brings down specifically the case of when you're eating, because then you read that Kishamim is not necessarily connected to mitzdayer.
Right.
Good?
In the case that it does start raining when you're outside, then you're supposed to have to go back inside. Or back,
I go back. You go outside, and you don't have to go back. Ein matrichin. Which makes a lot of sense why ein matrichin to go back. You know why you don't go back? Because there's no chaloshim sukkah.
No, well, that's in the case when you start. When you start.
When you start.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're outside, it starts raining, and if you go outside, you're supposed to get scarred.
You
get scarred.
Yeah. Well, again, say it again. If what happens?
If it starts raining while you're outside, right? While you're inside that, you're inside your house. You haven't gone outside.
So you're onus rachmana patre at that point. You're patre.
Yeah, you're patre, but you would get scarred because there's. If you went outside.
Again, that would be the machloket. But
it would
be a machloket. That would be the machloket about a regular case of mitzvah. Here, the whole point of the chiluk between before and after, according to this last opinion, is it could very well be if the iridat kisharim is not intertwined with mitzvah, but it's a separate idea. What we had talked about the klala.
Right.
So then the idea is it could be depends when is the klala germane and shayach.
Yeah.
It could be that it's only shayach when you've actually started eating. Just one more second, and I know I'm done. But one other nafkamina is when is the siman klala? We had thought it's a machlok at Rashi and the Rambam, but obviously, if the whole idea is about siman klala, then it's very important to know that. Okay, whether the first night or the others, and they're major big nafkaminas. If the whole idea is mitzdayer, it does, you know, it's a nice mashal, but it doesn't make me pater or chayav. If the whole idea is the siman klala, so then we have to figure out. Is the siman klala even? Is it all of the chag, which is shitas Rashi and the simple pshat of the Mishnah? Is it like the Rambam that it's only the first night? Because then it could very well have halachic nafkaminas. Let's get the shmir solution.
How do we paskin?
First night you're chayav. We paskin the Ramah. We paskin like the Rosh that you're chayav. You're chayav on the first night. To eat in the sukkah.
Ready.
Even if it's raining, to try as much as possible to at least have that kezayis. We saw that in Tuf Resh Lamed Tet.
Are we done with this again?
For now, we are.
I said, like,
Like I should, put it in the. I should put it in my. I break it up by sigla.
You're done.
All right.
We're gonna continue doing it, but not in the cheer.
I have a really good kasha.
Just give me 1 second to show you where this is. Hafresh, lamin, tet.
Every time I intro it, it's like it's a good kasha. It's just gonna be bad. You gotta stop it. It comes naturally.
Sifrei. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yardif Yishamim, Hari Zeh Nichnas L'toch HaBayis, Me'im Atai Mutar L'Fanot Mish Yardif L'toch HaSukah Tipot. That's quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. Shim Yiblu L'toch HaTavshel Yipasel Afilu Tavshel Shapur. Comes the Ramah and says, V'chol Zeh Tavka B'Shar Yamim Olei Lo Shel Sukah Aval Laila Rishona Tzarech L'chol Kezayet B'Sukah Afim Kishamim Yardif. And he quotes the Tur, the Ran, and the Rush. We pass it like the Rush. Okay? What we didn't go over is the next part about what Ramosha Salvechik did is only a Chumrah. Because the next Sif and Sif Bob is if you're eating the Sukkah and it starts raining, you go into your house, now the rain stops. So the pure Allah, which we learned in Gemara, says you don't have to go back out. You have to finish the meal, you don't have to go back out. But comes the Rav Moshe Salvechik, and that whole story had said that what? That he says that different types of mitzvah, and maybe that you would have to go out also.
Also, could you ask it once if it rains, your sukkah gone tonight? Or once it stops raining? Because then you have an issue, what? That once it stops raining,
maybe the sukkah will
sounds
like you have to maybe go out and sit.
Because he was sick, so I want to make it ill skin.
That was his question. Do I have to wake him up? Is that the style?
Do it.
His question also.
How's
your shadow?
There also be some noise of Rabba. It's only clear that Rabba when you're actually eating it.
That's a machlokes, whether if it's not a kol, is it also a bracha or not?
You see that before you go outside and start training, how's that Rabba when it's a dollar starting to make even? Or is the Rabba only when it's
a kol? Well, no, who says that it's a bracha?
It was a Bikuria.
The Bikuria Yaakov had said that it's more of a bracha because you're even mitzvah, you're going. Right? That's what he had said. If what? I missed it.
Is it that it depends when it's raining? If it's the same rough or is it always the same rough?
Like I think that's it. I think it's.
So like the klala depends when. So the rough also.
I don't know. I have to think about that.